Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thanks so much for joining us on this very cold Wednesday. Well, as we know, Governor Snyder has proposed a plan to attract 50,000 highly skilled immigrants to the state. Well, some worry that we're not doing enough for the immigrants who are already here. We're going to talk about that on today's program. Then we all take shortcuts, don't we? Think about your walk to work or the store. Do you cut through a parking lot or cut across an empty field? Well, there's so much vacant land in Detroit. That is exactly what people are doing. So much so, you can see their tracks from Google Earth. Later in the hour, we'll explore Detroit's urban footpaths. But first, earlier this week, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel unveiled his latest budget proposal. It's clear that as the drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan continues, the Obama administration's priority is now reducing military size and spending. For example, the active duty Army would shrink to its smallest level since just before America entered World War II. There would be base closings, troop cuts, trimming back salary increases, and completely eliminating several Air Force aircraft fleets, including the A-10. It's an aircraft that dates back to the Cold War. It's known as the Warthog, designed to take out Soviet tanks. 24 of America's 300 Warthogs are at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, and eliminating that fleet would be a gut punch to Selfridge. Here to explain is Detroit News Washington Bureau Chief David Shepherdson. Always good to talk with you, David. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So overall, what has been the reception from Congress to the new budget?
You know, not surprisingly, fairly negative. You know, this airplane and Selfridge's planes in particular have been targeted by the Pentagon for close to 5 years now. And the Senate Armed Services Committee and the House have repeatedly rejected those cuts, you know, with prominent legislators from Michigan. In fact, the entire congressional delegation has written repeated letters defending the A-10s. And I think it's for a couple of reasons. One, you know, Michigan has a relatively small military footprint in terms of active duty personnel, and was certainly a very hard hit by the base closures back in the 80s and early 90s.
Yes.
So I think that's another reason why the state, both the Republican governor and the entire delegation, is so protective of these planes.
It is kind of, to be very objective, you know, we're talking about a Cold War relic that I'm sure that have had chronic repair costs. If we were to step away from what it might mean to Southeast Michigan to lose this at Selfridge, can a case be made for what the Pentagon wants to do in getting rid of these?
Former Defense Secretary Bob Gates just came out with a new memoir about a month ago and talked about how one of the things he hated most about being Defense Secretary was that every member of Congress would come up to him, and no matter how small, no matter how parochial, would, you know, try to convince him not to make any cuts in their districts. And that's one of the reasons that the Defense Department and the military complex is so large. I mean, you know, for most major vehicle plane production spread out all over the country, you know, in almost every state, there's some part or component made. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the rub here. Mm. You have a Defense Department that has seen its budget explode and is looking for places to cut. I mean, case in point, just a couple months ago, the Congress passed a 1% reduction in cost of living increases. Now, remember, that's not a reduction. It's just a reduction in the amount of increases going forward.
Right.
Yet there was so much of an outcry that they reversed it for a very small cut. So I think everything is going to be incredibly difficult for cuts to be made, and especially in an election year, it's hard to see Congress going along with any significant restructuring of the military.
How much does Secretary Hagel believe could be saved by eliminating the A-10 fleet?
You know, I have not seen a specific number, but when you're talking about a fair number of airplanes, I mean, if you add up the cost of servicing these vehicles, it's certainly in the billions of dollars across the board, not to mention all the personnel involved. But, you know, the defenders will point out of the A-10, yes, it was a Cold War plane, but these planes have been used in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and you know where they were protecting troops in harm's way. But you're right. On the other hand, the Air Force says, hey, those planes could be could be replaced with F-16s, the future F-35, and a lot of people say, hey, the A-10 has sort of has lost its luster in terms of some of the future planes.
And it is worth noting that the proposed defense budget has some kind of good news for the Battle Creek Air National Guard base, because they found out last year they were going to be home to the MQ-9 Reaper. That's a drone. And it seems very clear that even as Secretary Hagel wants to get rid of Cold War relics like the Warthog, he is ready to boost spending on drones.
That, and don't forget that the Selfridge also was home to the KC-135 air refueling tanker, mm-hmm. and that there was when they initially made this proposal to transfer a couple of years ago the A-10s out of Selfridge, that it would have likely received additional KC-135 refueling tankers. So, you know, it's hard to see these cuts being made with some rejiggering of the force, because you know, like a auto assembly plant, if you don't have the vehicle, if you don't have the plane, you know, and as you pointed out in your intro, you know, they're going to have to close bases. Without the A-10, it would make probably more attractive for the Pentagon to look at closing Selfridge as opposed to another base.
I've seen where Selfridge officials are saying that the base and its personnel kick in about $700 million to the Metro Detroit economy. So would this go down the road to closure the way, for example, Wurtsmith was closed and what happened for the Oscoda area? That was a sucker punch. What would be left for Selfridge if the A-10 is eliminated?
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, again, look at how devastating base closures were to northern Michigan and to the UP. And given the economy of Macomb County, you know, it's certainly a lot more diverse than Oscoda or the UP. But no question about it, when you're talking about 1,700 personnel at that base in Harrison Township, just the aggregate spending of all those people. I mean, those are good paying jobs, and you know, there's a lot of other large businesses that have to service the planes and keep the bases running. So it would be a very long term. If the base were to ultimately close, it would be very very negative for the area, which again goes back to why it's so difficult to close bases. And the Pentagon would say, hey, the job of the military is to protect the country, not to keep the economy humming for these states. But the reality is, when you have a defense budget that is so big, and so many people are employed or directly employed by the Pentagon, it's about 2 million civilians and active duty personnel, millions more spinoff jobs. It just becomes very difficult to make cuts. And if you don't close bases, you don't get rid of vehicles, and you don't cut pay or benefits, what else can you cut, right?
Yeah. Well, let's talk politics for just a moment here. Sure. With Carl Levin, still chair of the Senate Armed Service Committee, and Representative Candace Miller, vice chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. Do you think they have the political muscle to keep these A-10s alive?
It's very interesting because, you know, Senator Levin is in his last year chairing this powerful committee, and he has always made the argument that they have to win on the basis of merit, that he has to be seen as an honest broker, because in his position, he is bombarded by every senator on his committee and, frankly, all 100 senators saying, hey, we need to save X, Y, and Z. And his position for years has been, if I go out there and say I'm going to save these A-10s simply because I'm the most powerful member on military issues, you know, that basically makes him less credible. So what he has tried to do, and it was successful doing in 2012 when the last major attempt was to get rid of the A-10s at Selfridge, was this is why they're cost effective. This is why the plane works. This is why we think the alternative is more expensive. And so his focus has been, let's make the case like everybody else, you know, but let's not try to pull the, hey, I'm in charge of this committee and I'm just going to ram it through. And Congresswoman Miller has always been a very zealous advocate, certainly using her position as well. But they really tried to make this on the basis of not about the politics, not about the fact that the state has a lot of clout on military issues, but rather these planes are effective. They're less costly than the alternatives, and that they really are an important component of the national defense and shouldn't be cut because of that.
And then what comes next for this budget?
The Senate and the House are going to be taking up at some point the budget, and mm-hmm. then the funding bills sometime over the next 3-4 months. You're going to see hearings on the A-10, certainly, and on sort of the broader proposals that the Pentagon has made, including the cuts to the National Guard, the cuts to the active duty Army. So there'll be a lot of discussion in Congress even before we get to the budget. And again, given that this is an election year, because I think it's very hard. It's very hard to cut Pentagon spending anytime, and this is just not a good year for it.
David Shepherdson, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Detroit News. Always a pleasure to talk to you, David. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy. Good talking to you.